We begin the current daf after Shkalim Daf Vav. We begin on the top of the Yamid, but the Gemara continues the next Mishnah in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. So the Mishnah continues with the halachas that we're speaking about, the halachas of Shkalim. Specifically, is the Isser of Ha'ashal Lo Yarbe, that the wealthy person, and that includes anybody, should not give more than the Machzor Shekel. It had to be exactly a half a shekel. So based on that, the Mishnah brings the following halacha: Hamachanis Mois. If someone gathers money, and that is, he didn't have the Machzor Shekel, so he was getting a penny here, a penny there, he was getting a little bit by a little bit. And when he started gathering, the Amar, he said, Harei Lishikli, I'm collecting this in my bank over here, in my little pocket, for the Shkalim. And that is, but later on, when he finally tallies up all the things that he gathered, he realizes that he has more than the Shekel, more than the Machzor Shekel than he needed. So now we have Machlokes. The excess, the extra, more than what's necessary for the Machzor Shekel, is Nedava. And that is, he puts it into what they're called the Shefaris, the certain type of boxes, in the Beis HaMikdash, which from there they would take the money from there and would be used for Ketz Mizbeach, would be quote, the dessert for the Mizbeach, which were Karbon Oilus, that when there was no Nedava is being brought. And that is because Beis Shammai holds that Hekdash B'Tayis, this was a Tayis, it was an error. And that is, he said that these monies I'm putting here is for the Machzor Shekel, but it's more than what's necessary. So that was an error, it was B'Tayis. That Beis Shammai holds Shmei Hekdash, it has a halachic status of Hekdash. You can't bring it as a Machzor Shekel, because you could only bring a half of a shekel. So therefore the excess is still Hekdash, and therefore it's brought as an Adava. Beis Hillel and Beis Hillel say, Meisarin Chulin. Beis Hillel say that no, the excess is, it's not Hekdash at all, it's Chulin. And that's because this person only intended for exactly a Machzor Shekel. Whatever is more than that is a mistake, and therefore it's not Hekdash, it's going to be Chulin. Now, however, the Mishnah says, let's say he didn't say that Harei Eilu L'Shekle, like we just said, that these will be for my Shekalim. Rather, he said, Sh'avi Mehen Shekli. He says, look, I'm putting aside money, that from these monies I will give for my Machzor Shekel. On that, the halach is Shav and Shamay Sechul. There, everybody agrees that the excess is going to be Chul. And that's because it's Umed Lais, as if he said explicitly, that if I have more than what I need for my shekel, then I'm going to take from it for my shekel, and the rest is going to be Chulin. And therefore, here, everybody would agree, even Beis Shammai, that the excess is going to be Chulin and not Nedava. Now, similarly, we just spoke about Shkalim regarding these two cases of Eilu and Mehen. Now the Mishnah says, let's say you say it regarding Karban Chatas. If someone says, Eilu l'chatasi, that these that I'm gathering are for my karmel chatas, and that's shav and sham meis nedava, there everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel, that the excess is going to be a nedava. However, shavi mehen chatasi, if when he was gathering, he says that from these monies I will take for my karmel chatas, there's shav and sham meis chulin, and there everybody agrees, as we said before regarding the shkalim, that it's going to be chulin, because again, he was saying from, which is something like what I need for it, I will take, and the excess will be chulin. Now, the Mishnah clarifies this halacha. Amr b'Shimon, ma bein. What is the difference? And the Gemara will clarify exactly on who he's going. But let's say we're talking about Beis Hillel. What is the difference between Shkalim, where we said that regarding when you say Eilu, according to Beis Hillel, then he says the excess is going to be for Chulin, whereas Lachatas, what's the difference with Achatas, where there even the Mishnah said Beis Hillel would agree that when you say Eilu, the same term, the excess is going to be Nedava and not a Chulin. What's the difference between Shkalim, which we said that when you're saying that these will be, then we say that the excess is a tayis and it's going to be chulin, whereas by chatas he doesn't say that, rather he agrees that it's going to be nedava. On that, Rav Shimon explains, Elashal shkalim yeshlen kitzvah. The difference is because regarding shkalim, there's a set amount. As we started off, we said that the pasuk says, ha'ashu lo yarba. And therefore we say that most definitely his intent was not to have any more than machzor shekel, because he knows he can't bring more than a machzor shekel. And that's why we say that the excess is going to be chulin. However, l'chatas in l'kitzvah, a karmel chatas has no set amount, and that is if the person wants, he could buy a chatas with as much, as expensive as he wants it to be. And therefore, even what he doesn't necessarily need, technically, will still be, will be what's called hatfasas dam. The money will be have a kedusha of hektish, and therefore the excess, even Beis Hillel would agree over here, is going to be given as nedava. Rabbi Yehuda says, in response to Rabbi Shimon, he argues, says, af l'shkalim ein lein kitzvah. But even regarding shkalim, there is no set amount. That is the difference you made between shkalim and chatas is not true. And that is because I'll prove to you from history that we find that shkalim did not have a set amount of just a machzor shekel, because shekel she'ali yisrael min ha'gailam, when the Jewish people came out from Gaulis in the days of Ezra, their shekel was not the same machzor shekel that was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rather, they took a half of the darkin, which was in the days of the Malchus of Madai, where that was the coin that was used, and that was a golden coin. And that is because since at that time they need a lot of money for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore they took the large coins that were being used in those days, they took half of those coins, which was much larger. So you see that it's not true, it's not a set amount. That coin was much larger than the Machzor Shekel in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then later on, Chazru Lishkol Slom, later on they ended up taking for their Shkolim the Sloim, which is then they weren't in use anymore, the coin of the Darkon. And the coin that was used in those times later on were the Sloim, which they took half of that, which is the Machzor Shekel that was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is a sell and a shekel, is the same coin. So they would take half. The idea is to take half of the coin that's being used, and the coin was being used was a seller. So they took half of that, which is a chatzis sel, which is exactly how it was in times of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was the Machzor HaShekel. Then later on, Chazru Lishkol Tevoin. Then they ended up giving for their shkolim a tevoin. That is, as the Gemara explains, which a tevoin is itself a chatzis sel, which is then the seller wasn't anymore in use. And what was used in those days was the tefoin, which in itself is a chatzis sela. So when they would be bringing their machzor shekel, they would actually bring that coin that they were in use, which is the machzor shekel deraisa, which as we said before, that the shekel that was complete in the Torah is the same thing as a complete sela. So although they would take half of other coins, of the dar coin, and half of the sela, now when the coin that was being used was actually the worth of a machzor shekel, they would give that coin itself. Now, Bikshu Lishkol Dinar, they ultimately wanted to go ahead and not use even a sela, rather they wanted to go ahead and use a dinar. And that is, a dinar is just a quarter of a sela. And that is, not that there wasn't any more of the coins of the Tevoin, which could be used as a Machzor Shekel, rather they wanted to be lenient, and they wanted to go ahead and use something, a cheaper coin, which was a dinar, which they thought that, look, just like we see in history, that they went and used large coins, like the dar coin, and they were able to bring a half of that coin, even though it wasn't exactly how it was in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. So just like you could use more, you could use less. And therefore they said, let's take this cheaper coin, let's take a dinar, which is only a quarter of a sel, and use half of that, and then we'll have a machzis of a shekel, of a coin. Because you see, it doesn't have to be exactly a half of the shekel, which is in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, they did not accept it from them, as the Gemara will explain why they didn't allow them to use, just like you see, you could use more than a half a shekel to take half of that coin. Then why can't you use a cheaper coin and use half of that? However, the point is, Rabbi Yehuda responded, he says, you see, it's not true. Shkolim are just like chatas, and they both don't have a set amount. On that, Rabbi Shimon responds to Rabbi Yehuda, says, Afa piken. No, in spite of that, yad kulin shava. And that is because whatever coin they ended up using, as we'll explain in the Gemara, whether a larger coin or a smaller coin. However, everybody would give the same amount, whether he was a wealthy person or whether he's a poor person, as it says in the Pasuk. And therefore, in some level, there is a kitzvah, there is a set amount, whatever it is in those days. However, you can't give as much money as you want to. You have to give the same as everybody else. And that's, again, the difference between shkolim and between chatas. The chatas has no set amount whatsoever in shkolim, although it could change in history. However, whatever it is in those times, you have to give exactly that amount. And that's why, again, over there by Shkolim, the Meister will be Chulin, because it's obviously you knew you can't give more than that. Avochatas, however, regarding Karmachatas, Zem may be Sela. This person could bring Besela, he could bring a Karmachatas worth a Sela. Zem may be Shtaim, this one could bring his Karmachatas worth 2 Slom. Zem may be Shosh, this one could bring his Karmachatas worth 3 Slom. And again, that's why we see that Chatas has no set amount whatsoever. There we say the excess, even according to Beis Hillel, will be in the Dava, again, in contrast to the Chulin that is by the Shkolim, because there you know you can't give more than that. So obviously it's a total tois, and it's going to be Chul. Now the Gemara explains the first case of our Mishnah. We said HaMechanis V'Chul. We said that someone that gathers the coins, so it sounds like it's specifically talking about such a case that you have the Machlekes B'Shamei and B'Sel, that only if you're gathering little by little, because you didn't have enough to even give the Machzor Shekel, and then later on you find that when you said that these should be from Eshkolim, you find more than that, that is where we have Machlekes B'Sham B'Sil. So now the Gemara has a Machlekes, how to clarify, now, what is the case that they would not be arguing on? And that is, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yesi B'Shem Reb Laza says, Ma Pligin, what is it that they're arguing? What is the case that we find this, that they're collecting, little by little, that they're arguing about, which we're going to see, however, that in a case similar to that, that they would both agree. And that is, B'Machanis Preit, that is exactly how we explain the Mishnah. That is, when you're gathering a little bit by a little bit, that's where Beis Hillel holds that the excess is going to be chulin, because obviously it was a mistake. He only needed to get a certain amount of money to put away for the Machzor Shekel. He didn't realize he put more than that. And that is what Beis Hillel says, that, however, if you took more, it's going to be the excess chulin. However, where you said that you didn't gather little by little like the case of a Mishnah. Rather, you took a handful of money and you said that these coins should be for my machzah shekel. And then you found that it was more than what you needed. Kol ama moidi, everybody's going to agree, that the excess is going to be in the davah, and that is Basil would agree over here, that the excess would be in the davah. And that's because here there's no error. He knows how much is in his hand. He might not have counted, and therefore he's intending that all of it should be shekolim. He's saying, he's taking a scoopful, he's saying, these should be for my shekolim. But the only problem is you can't add on more than a machzah shekel, and therefore, obviously, his intent is that it should be for some other type of hekdesh, which the excess is going to be going for the nedava. And that's again how Rabbi Yisi explains that yes, the machloek is only regarding when you do little by little. There, Basil argues, and he says the moish is going to be chulun. However, when you take a scoopful in your hand, you say elul shikli, this should be for my shkalim. The even Basil would agree that it's going to be a moisher, is going to be nedava. However, Rabbi Chia, Rabbiva b'shem Rabbi Laza, they give a different version of Rabbi Laza. They say ma pligin. He said that what are they arguing about? B'mechanis preitrit. Like Rabbi Yisi explained, as it says in our Mishnah, we have mechanis moish, when you're gathering a little bit by little at a time, that's where we had the machlekes b'sham b'sil, what do you do with the excess? Av b'oimer el l'shiklai, but he says the reverse of Rabbi Yisi. He says, but if he took a scoopful in his hand, he said, these should be for my shkolem, kula m'moidi dir, everybody agrees, even b'shamai, shamois n'chulim, that the excess is going to be a chulim. And the reason is because since here there's no toys, so you can't say the svar we said in Beishamai that hektish betoyis is going to be hektish because it's not a toyis. It's not an error. You're taking a scoopful. And therefore, since you can't give more than a machzah shekel, so you can't do that. And therefore, the excess is going to be chulin. And that's because the whole reason why Beishamai said originally that he said it's going to be the meisur, it's going to be the dava, is because it was an error. But here it's not an error. So therefore, what are you saying? You're saying you want to give more, you can't give more. And therefore, his version of Reb Loz is saying that even Beishame would agree that it's going to be chulin, not like Reb Yeis's version, who says that even Beishil would agree that it's going to be nedava. So I'm Reb Chia says, regarding this machlekes, says, Masnita Mesayel Rabbivi. Our Mishnah supports Rabbivi, this last version of Reb Laza, that according to everybody, it's going to be chulin. In the time, because we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon said, and the clarification of this machlekes of Beisham Beisil, says, Ma bein shkolim lechatas? What is the difference between shkolim and chatas? Now, the Gemara assumes right now that Reb Shimon was going in both opinions in Beisham and Beisil. So what is the difference? So he said, Elisha shkolim yeshlin kitzvah. The difference is that shkolim has a set amount, but lechatas ain't lekitzvah. But regarding chatas, there is no set amount. As we said, you can make it as expensive as you want to. But shkolim, it can only be a half a shekel. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, and this is Reb Chia's point of showing and demonstrating how it seems to be like Reb Bibi's version of Belaza, says, Ma anan kayamin. What exactly is the case that Reb Shimon is talking about when he's saying Ma bein? Where do we find the difference, according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, between Shkolim and Chatas, that he's coming to explain the difference? In Ba'imir Sh'avi Mehen Shkolim, if it's going on the cases of Mehen from them, which in the case of Shkolim, there, everybody agrees that there the X is going to be chulin. And in Ba'imish Avi Mehen Chatasi, and if it's talking about the case of that I'm going to take from these monies from my karma chatas, they're also kolam amoydish hamayis chulin. There also everybody agrees that the X is going to be chulin. There is no difference between shkolim and chatas in the case of Mehen. Elo, kena non kirman. Obviously, what we have to be talking about is the other case of the Mishnah. But the two cases that we said by chatas and shkolim, the case of Elo, these should be. In the case of Mehen, it can't be Mehen, because there is no difference. Rather, must be Tumah Ba'imer Eilu L'Shikli, must be Tumah the case where he said that these should be for my Shkolim, and that is on that case, is what Shimon's coming to tell us, what is the difference between Shkolim, that the excess is Chulun according to everybody, and what's the difference between the Karban Chatas, where there, according to everybody, the Moisir, the excess, is going to be Nedava. And that is what he says, that Shkolim, Adei Shekitzvasim in Atayra, Moisir Chulun. There by a shekel, where there is a set amount from the Torah that it could only be a half of a shekel, there the X is going to be chulun. Chatas, adesha, in kitzvasim in that Torah, but regarding karma chatas, where there is no set amount how much the karma chatas has to cost, everyone could have a different amount. There, meisin nedava, there the X is going to be nedava. Now, why is this a riot of Bibi? Because if you say like Rabbi Bibi, where he says that when you say elu, again, where you didn't go ahead and do a little bit at a time, but rather where you took a scoopful in your hand, you said that these should be for my shkolim, that as Rabbi Bibi said, there everyone would agree that the X is going to be chulin. So that makes sense what Reb Shimon would be saying, ma bein, because there, according to everybody, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there is going to be a difference. And that is because chatas is going to be nedava, Whereas when you said elu, when you didn't collect a little bit at a time, which you have machlekes in the Mishnah, right? You took one scoopful in your hand, you said these should be, there is a difference because there by the case of shkalim, it's going to be chulin, even according to Bishamay and Besil. But if you say like Rabbi Yasi, then the question is, what is this bane that Rabbi Shimon is talking about? In that case, which is the only case we have left, because we said it can't be the case of Mehan, because there is no difference according to Beishame and Masil, and it can't be Elu, because he says that Beshkolim there also is going to be Mais in the Dava. Achat is going to be Mais in the Dava. So according to Beyesi, what's going to be the case? And therefore it seems like our Mishnah is like the version of Rabibi and not like Rabbi Yasi. So that the Gemara asks, Ma'ovela Rabbi Yasi b'shem Rabbi Elazar. What does Rabbi Yasi do with his version according to Rabbi Elazar? Which again, it sounds like from our Mishnah, like Rabibi, not like Rabbi Yasi, because it seems to say that there is a difference between, it sounds like he's going in both Bisham Beisil, between the case of Chatas and the case of Shkalim. Now the Gemara answers, Pasola, as we had already interpreted and when we read the Mishnah, that it's not going on everybody. It's not going on the cases of Shavin. Rather, B'machanes, Praitreit, Uke Beisil. What Reb Shimon was coming to explain was the reason of Beisil, and that is, what is the difference between Karmen Chatas and the Dava, when you're collecting a little bit at a time, which their Beis Hill had differentiated, which Beis Hill in our Mishnah said, that the if you're collecting a little bit of time, and then you say that these, when you started collecting, you said these that I'm going to collect are going to be for Shkolim, there the X is going to be Chulin. Whereas when he says the same thing regarding Chatas, there's going to be Nedava. That is what Reb Shimon was coming to explain. Therefore, there's no riot to Rabibi regarding what the halacha would be in the case of when you're not collecting a little bit of time, but rather you took a scoopful in your hand and you said, Elu, there the halacha might be like Rabbi Yasi, that there, to the contrary, even Beis Hill would agree that it's going to be Nedava. Now the Gemara continues asking on the version of Rabbi Yasi. But Vatanin, we learn in the Mishnah later on that says, Meisir Shkalim Chulim, the excess of the Shkalim are going to be Chulim. And now the Gemara assumes right now that Mishnah is also going according to everybody. And what would be the case according to everybody that excess Shkalim are going to be Chulim, even according to Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai would agree, must be talking about the case of Elu, where there was the only version that we had according to the version of Rabibi, that if you say Elu, oh, there, according to everybody, by the case of Shkalim, is going to be Chulin. But according to the version of Rabbi Yis, you never have, according to everybody, which would include Bishamai, that you're going to have the Baisa of the Shkalim being Chulin. Now the Gemara answers, as it just answers for our Mishnah, Pasala, that he interprets that Mishnah is going, B'mechanis Prait, right? That's talking about that you're collecting a little bit of time. Uga Bisil, like Bisil, which as we just said before, and which it says in our Mishnah, that Bisil holds that when you're gathering a little bit of time, and you said Elu, that there the excess is going to be Chulin. And we skip the parentheses up to the words of Hamafrish Shikli. So now the Gemara continues on this topic about if someone was Mafrish, he designated things, Betayis in error. So now the Gemara says, Hamafrish Shikli, if someone set aside his shekel, his Mafsa shekel, Vesabashuchayv, because he thought he's obligated, he's still responsible. Vinimsa Shinchayv comes out, he already gave it. He's not responsible. And that Dalach is like Kaddish. It will not have the Kedusha of the Machzah Shekel. And that's because since there was never any chalois whatsoever, there was never anything that entered over here for it to be a Machzah Shekel. So that's obvious, the Gemara is saying, that there's not going to be Kaddish. It won't have any sanctity as Machzah Shekel because you weren't obligating it. Our question is in the following case. Hamafrish Shnayim, if someone sets aside two, V'savash Shulchayv, he thought he's responsible to bring two half a shekels. Renimtza comes out, Shenechayv Alechad, that he's only responsible for one. Now, here, there was at least a chalois. There was some type of a sanctity that was happening on the monies that he had separated, at least on one of them. On that, the question is, so what do we do with the second one? Here, it's different than the case before. Because here, when he's separating, he's setting it aside, there is somewhat of kedusha happening over here, at least on half of what he's setting aside. So what is the halacha with the other one? On that, the Gemara says, Nishmanu min hadot, let's learn from the following halacha. It learned, if someone set aside a karmah chatas, he thought it was responsible that he has to bring a karmah chatas. V'nim tzashen l'chayv comes out, he wasn't responsible. He's not obligated to bring a karmah chatas. And that halach is, as we said before the shkalim, like kedusha, it will not have any kedusha. However, and this will resolve our question regarding shkalim, hifrish shtayim b'sabah shuchayv shtayim, if he set aside two karmah chatas, thinking that he's responsible for two, v'nim tzashen l'chayv al'achas, comes out, he only has to bring one karmah chatas. So the Brayer says, what do you do with that second karmah chatas? Eloraya, rather it goes out to graze. Oh, so the Gemara says, Hachanami Elin Dava. Therefore, here also you say the same thing regarding the Shkalim, that you see that obviously there is some type of sanctity on the other karmah chatas. you can't bring it as a Karban Chatas, but it has to go out to graze, and that's the only way you can go ahead and remove it from its sanctity. Therefore, here also, although you obviously can't bring the second one for the Machzor Shekel, because you're only responsible for one, but it's going to have some type of a sanctity, and therefore it's going to be brought as an Adava. And then the Gemara is Deicha the Raya. And the Gemara says, V'koheich oimer ata elo. But here it would apply the difference that we have in the Mishnah between the Shekel and the Chatas of the case of Elu. And that is because, how can you say that the second Machzor Shekel is going to be brought as an Adava? It should only be like if someone would be taking a lot of monies and he's saying, Hare'el l'shikli, these should be for my shkal, which we learned in the Mishnah. According to Beis Hillel, the excess are going to be chulin. Now, according to Rav Bibi, even Beis Shammai would agree that the excess is going to be chulin. So most definitely over here, where you said an error that these should be for my shkalim, that for sure the excess is going to be chulin. And that's what the Gemara is referring to when it says that over here you apply the halacha of elu, that is, what are you comparing? From the case of Chatas, that you find the second one has to be go out to Raya, has to go out to graze and develop a blemish. So you're going to say the same thing regarding Shkalim. But in our Mishnah, we just showed that there's a difference between Chatas and Shkalim in the case of Elu. And therefore, just like we find by Elu, that although by Chatas, yes, the excess will be will have a Kedusha and will go to Nedava, but regarding the case of Shkalim, it's different there. There's a set amount. And therefore, they were going to say the Halacha is Lav Davka, maybe it will be Chulin and will not have a Kedusha and will not have to be brought as Nedava. Now, we said in our mission that Reb Yehuda Omer v'chul, Reb Yehuda said that he was trying to bring a raya that there's no kitzur, there's no set amount for shkalim, just like chatas, and he was arguing on Reb Shimon. Says just like you find in history that when they came back from Gullus of Bavel and they were coming with Ezra, they weren't taking machzor shekel, they were taking half of their kindness, and then later on they took the half of the sela, then they took the tvayin. So now the Gemara explained what are these coins. Their kindness, what they did in the days of Ezra, were dinar, and these were golden dinar. Now then, our Mishnah said, the Chazur Lishka Slan. Then later on, they ended up taking the half of the shekel from the half of the sela. That's Kishmon, as the word sounds like. That's the sela, which is the same as the shekel in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazur Lishka Tevayin. Then our Mishnah says, later on, they ended up taking Tevayin. What are they? They're Palgisilin. The coin itself is a half a shekel, is a half a sela. And then they would use that coin itself to be used for the Chiv of the Machzor Shekel. Then our Mishnah says, Bikshu Lishkal Dinarin. Then they wanted to take half of the Dinarin. Now what a Dinarin? That's Kratin, which that's related to the word of Kvartin, which is a quart, which is a quarter of a Sela, which that's a dinner. That's what they wanted to take. And that the Mishnah told us. But like Kibla Alain, that no, they did not accept from them that coin to take half of a dinner, which a dinner itself is a quarter of a Sela, which would be eighth of a Sela, which you're supposed to take a half of a sela, they wanted to take an eighth of a sela because it would be still half of a coin. They didn't accept it from them. What's the reason? It's from the following pasuk that they relied on that you can't take anything less than the machzor shekel that was written in the Torah, which it says a pasuk in Nehemiah, v'hemanu aleinu, that we established upon ourselves mitzvahs, losses shlishish hashekel b'shan, to give losses aleinu, to give upon ourselves a third of a shekel to the year, la'avoid this base l'keinu, for the service of the house of our God. Now, from the fact that it says v'hamanu, it's mashma that Nehemiah and the Bezdin, they needed to be maimed, they had to establish it. Now, we can't say, then what does that mean, establish? Sounds like that there was some type of a struggle there, that those that didn't want to give the machzor shekel. Now, you can't say they totally didn't want to give the mitzvah, the reisa of giving the machzor shekel at all. Rather, what you have to say is that they wanted to give half of a coin, which was going in currency in those days, which the going coin was less than the machzor shekel min ha-Torah. And that is what the pasuk is saying, that they were maimed, they established it to be a third of a shekel, which is a 10 gera, which is the same as the machzor shekel, which is written in the Torah. And therefore you see the source for the chiv of it being not less. It could be more, the coin that's going, you can take half of that coin, of half of a darken, but it can't be less, which was what they wanted to do, of the machzor shekel, as you see, v'hemanu, we had to establish, has to be at least the amount that it was in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, the Gemara gives a different interpretation in that pasuk of that we made upon ourselves losses shlishis hashekel b'shana, to give a third of a shekel for the year. Reb Chilki b'shem Reb Acha, he says, mikan, from here you learn, shetzorch adam l'shalish shikle gimapam b'shana, that a person has to go ahead and give his shekel, his machzor shekel, three times in the year. And that is from the fact that the pasuk doesn't say shlish shekel b'shana, therefore he darshans that the shekel should be given three times in the year. Now, we're not talking about over here as a different opinion we'll say later regarding the Truma of the Shkalim. Rather, it's talking about regarding the halachas of tzedakah. Not like Rabasi, who says in Baba Basi Naftes that a person should not give less than a third of a shekel for the year, which should only be one third of the shekel for the whole entire year. Here, this opinion of Reb Chilkiah in the name of Rabach is saying that you should give the half a shekel three times a year. Now, Mikan, from here also you learn, She'im Atrichin, that we do not impose upon to collect Nedavis ala Tzibra on the people, Yesum Yigim upon Bashanah, more than three times a year. Now, Amr Rebavin, Rebavin says a different interpretation from this pasuk. He says, Mikan, from here where it says this term of Shlish, this third of a shekel Bashanah, Mikan Legimel Sain, you learn about the fact that there should be three Sain, and together with that, Mikan L'Shalish Kupas, that it should be three boxes, and Mikan L'Gimel HaFarashas, and from here you also learn that it should be three different separations, which is what we learn later on in the Mishnah, that at three times in the year, they would take off the Trumas HaLishka, which was, the Lishka was where they kept all the new Shkam that they collected, which would be in three boxes, and each box would be three Sain. We learn that from this pasuk, they would see that it should be these thrice, it should have these in thirds, and that's where we learn this from, that the box should be three sign, there should be three different boxes, there should be three different times in the year. Now the Gemara continues with the reasoning. Why is it? What's the source of the reason of the chiyuv of the machzah shekel? So now the Gemara gives a few different interpretations. So it says in the pasuk, ze yitnu, this they should give, which is a reference to the machzah shekel, kala ivra al pekudim, whoever goes and passes over the pekudim, which is the counting of the Jewish people. Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe Nechemia, both of them have different interpretations of the chiyuv of the machzah shekel. Chadama one says, Lefisha chatu b'machzah hayayim, since the Jewish people sinned by noon, where it says when they did the eagle, the golden calf, it says ki b'yishesh Moshe. Moshe was late in coming, which the Gemara darshans in Perek B'kiva, that the word b'yishesh means b'shesh. He came in the sixth hour, which means by noontime they miscalculated, and therefore they didn't see Moshe, so they went ahead and made a new leader. They made the golden calf. And therefore, yitnu machzah shekel, that's why they have to give a half a shekel. Because this mandama holds that the particularity of the machzah shekel is that it should be half. Because to indicate that the noon, the half of the day, which is when they erred, and therefore it could be even the chatzi of a dar coin. As long as half of a coin, and that it shouldn't be less than machzah shekel, which was in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. The chadam, and the other one says, l'fishachatu b'sheish shoyz b'yayim. The reason is because they sinned by the sixth hour in the day, as we said that Boishesh, which is Boshesh, therefore Yitnu Machzah Shekel. That's the reason why they give a half a shekel to Avid Shita Garmosin, which the Machzah Shekel is worth six Garmosin. And that is because this Mandama holds that the coin should have the worth of six, which is six other coins. And that's why it says Machzah Shekel, that it should create an atonement for this that they did in the sixth hour. So therefore, even if you're going to use half of another coin, it has to be something that's worth six, which in the machzah shekel is six garmosin. He holds that's the reason why you give a machzah shekel. Rabbi Shua Bei Reb Nechemya B'Shem Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, he says a different pshat, why we have the machzah shekel. He says, Lefisha Avra L'Aseres HaDibros, since they were over on the Ten Commandments in the Torah by the Matan Torah, that's what each person gives, 10 gera. And that's because the machzah shekel is worth 10 gera. So therefore, that goes and commensurate with the aseres hadibros, which they went and they served the avodah zarah and they violated all the aseres hadibros. That's why they have to give the machzah shekel. Now, the Gemara brings in the following discussion, which will introduce us to another reason why we have the machzah shekel. Rabbi Yacha, Rabbi Levi, Bishem, Rabbi Shimon Malakish, he says, Lefisha Machru, since the Jewish people, which at that time were the 10 sons of Yaakov Avinu, since they sold Becherishal Rachel, the firstborn of Rachel, which was Yesav Tzadik, and we're going to see it's related to the firstborn, Be'esim Kasef, they sold them with worth of 20 coins, Yikol Echad Ve'echad Paydes B'nai Becheris, therefore every single person should redeem his firstborn, Be'esim Kasef, with 20 coins, which are dinarin, which that comes out to 5 slum, because a sela is 4 dinar. And therefore, that's why we give it 5 slum, which is esrim kasef. That's, we have to redeem our firstborn, because we sold the firstborn of Rachel. Repentance b'shem Reb Levi, he says, l'fishemachru b'cherishol Rachel b'esrim kasef. Since they sold, he gives it a different consequence of selling the firstborn of Rachel for 20 coins, and v'nafol l'kol echad v'echad mehem tava. So it came out that each one got a tava. A tava is a coin that's worth 2 dinarim. And here we're talking about 20 dinarim. There were 10 people there at the time of Mechiras Yosef, because Reuben and Binyamin weren't there, and Yosef, on some level, was a cause of his own selling because of the jealousy that he caused, and therefore, he's one of the ten. So therefore, Lefikach, Yikol Echad Ve'echad Nesin Shikli B'tiva. Therefore, everybody has to give a tava, a machzah shekel, which we said that is a chatzi seller, which are these two dinarim, because since everyone there was involved, which was 10 people from the 20 dinarim, each one got two dinarim, including Yosef, that he was somewhat of a cause. Therefore, those two dinarim, that half a seller, that machzah shekel, it needs a kapara, that's the chiv of the machzah shekel to create an atonement for the mechira of Yosef. Now we continue on to Amud Beis. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, Halacha Dalet. This continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah, talking about Moisris, the excesses, which this Mishnah continues and reiterates the Halacha that we said in the previous Mishnah. Moisris Shkolim, the excess of the Shkolim, of the Machzah Shekel, which if someone gathers monies, as the previous Mishnah said, and he said, Harei'ilu L'Shekel, these should be from my Machzah Shekel, and it comes out that there was more than what he needed. So that Halacha is Chulin. The X is going to be Chulin, and this is Stama, could be sold like Basil said in the previous Mishnah, not like Bishamai. Now the Mishnah continues with similar halachas regarding the excess of other items of Kedusha. Meisir Asiris Ha'efa, the excess of the tenth of the Efa, which are used for Menachas, which the Gemara will explain exactly which Asiris Ha'efa, which Mincha we're talking about specifically. And Meisir Kini Zav, and the excess of the pair of birds that are brought by the Zav. Kini Zavis, the pair of birds that are brought by the Savis, Vikini Yaladis, and the pair of birds brought by the woman that gave birth, Chatois, Vashamais, Akramachatis, and Asham, the excess of all these things, Maisar Nadava, their excesses are brought as Nadava that are put into those Shefaris, that is where we take Nadavas and we bring the Kate Samizbech, the dessert, which is when there is no carbonis being brought, they bring carbon oilis from those monies. Zehaklal, this is the general rule, Kol Shuba L'Shem Chatas, Umishum Ashma, whatever is brought for a sin, then we start in the Dava, then the excess is going to be brought as in the Dava, which includes all those individuals that we spoke about with the Chattis and the Asham. However, Meister Ayla, someone that has an excess of a carbon oil, that is, if, let's say he set aside money to buy carbon oil and there was leftover money, then the Ayla, with those excess money, he brings a different carbon oil. Meister Mincha, if he has excess money from a carbon Mincha, the Mincha is brought for carbon Mincha. Meister Shlam, if he has excess from what he was purchasing for carbon Shlam, the Shlam is brought as a carbon Shlam. Meister HaPesach, you have the excess of money that was being used for a carbon Pesach, then Lishlam, then this brought to the carbon Shlam, as the Gemara will explain the specific halachas regarding that. Mais Nazirim, if there's leftover from Nazirim, and that is, if let's say they collected monies to be used for carbon for Nazirim, for the general category of a person that's a Nazir, and there was leftover, then the Nazirim it's brought, it should be left until you have other Nazirim that have to bring carbon on this. Mais Nazir, however, if the excess of an individual Nazir, that he went and he separated money for his kabbanis to be brought and there was extra, then the nedava from that excess money, you leave over for the nedava, again, which is what's used for the ketz hamizbeach. So Amar Biyasi says, Ada no tamon, while I was still there, that is since this is the Talmud Yerushalmi, so that's a reference to there when I was in Bavel, Shamis kal Rabbi Yehuda, I heard the voice of Rabbi Yehuda, Shal Shmuel, that he asked Shmuel the following question. He said, Hifrish shikloi v'meis. What's the halacha if someone separated, he designated that these should be for the machzah shekel, and he died? What do you do with his machzah shekels? So Amalei, so he responds to him, Yiplu Nadava, it has Kedusha, but he's not around, so it's not being brought as a machzah shekel. Rather, it's being brought for, it's put into the shefaris that are used for Nadavas. Now, related to the next halacha of a Mishnah, we said regarding the Asiris Ha'efer. So related to this, the Gemara has the following question. Meiser Asiris Ha'efer Shalei, what's the halacha with the excess of the the tenth of the Efer of the Kohen Gadol, which is the Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings? If there's excess from that, what is the halacha? What do you do with that leftovers? So now we have a Machlekes. Rabbi Yechanan says, Yulichim Le'yam HaMelech, you throw it into the Dead Sea. That is, you're not allowed to have anah from it, but if one did, there would not be any Me'ila. Rabbi Laza says, Yiplin Dava. It goes, and this again, it's put into those boxes which they have for those karbanis that are used for the Ketz HaMizbeach. So that the Gemara asks, Misnit de Pligal, Rabbi Yechanan, our Mishnah seems to clearly contradict Rabbi Yechanan, because we learned in our Mishnah, Meister Shkalim Chulin. As we had learned in the previous Mishnah, the excess of the Shkalim are Chulin. Meister Asiris Ha'efa, the excess of the tenth of the Efa, and it said, Meister Kinizavim, the Kinizavis, Regarding all these cases, again, which includes the excess of the tenth of the eva, Maisar and Nadava. The excess is going to be brought as Nadava. And the Gemara now assumes that the Mishnah is talking about by all cases of Asir Se'efa, by all minchas that are brought from the tenth of the eva, which would include also that of the Kohen Gadol. And you see that it's Nadava and it's not thrown to the Yam HaMelech. So now the Gemara asks, Ma'avad L'Rabbi Yechonah, so what does Rabbi Yechonah do with our Mishnah? Now the Gemara says, Pasala, he interprets our Mishnah, that which Asir Se'efa are we talking about? It's talking about the tenth of the Eifa of a carbon mincha that's brought for a sin offering of every Jewish person, which is when you have a mincha of someone that's very, very poor. It's called Dali Dallas. And he doesn't have enough money. He brings the cheapest carbon, which is a mincha, a flower offering of a serious Eifa. There the excess is brought for Ketz Mizbech. And the reason is, why would there be such a difference? Because that carbon that he's bringing is called a carbon chatas. And therefore, it goes with the Kedusha of carbonis. But the Asir Se'efa, the Kohen Gadol, is never called a Chatas, that it should be that the excess should be in the Dava, just like Chatoyis, the excess, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, are brought as in the Dava. You don't have to buy the Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, and therefore, we wouldn't say that the excess is going to be in the Dava, rather you throw it to the Yam HaMelech. Now relating again to our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Reb Yesi Amar, Alda, regarding what the Gemara is going to quote momentarily, Al Abba Barba. And that is the father of Shmuel. He was always called in Bavli Avu de Shmuel, who he is Abba Bar Abba, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos. He said, the Inan Amrim, regarding this that we said, which is said in our Mishnah too, Minayin Shah Pesach Mishtana L'Shem Shlam. From where do we know this? That the excess of the carbon Pesach, or in other cases of, let's say, the Pesach was already past the Zman of Pesach, we say that Pesach always changes over to a carbon Shlam. Where do we find that? Why would it go ahead and be transferred over to a carbon Shlam? Tamalayma, that the Pasuk says in Sefer Yikra, it says, V'im min hatsayin karbonai, that if from the flock his carbon will be, lezevach shlamim, for a carbon of Shlam. Now, he's not explaining it as an extra Pasuk. Rather, he's interpreting what the literal translation sounds like to him, which sounds like, kol shuhu min hatsayin, whatever is from the flock, which is a carbon Pesach, if that was his carbon, that the Pasuk saying, that bashlamim, that it's going to be brought as a carbon shlamim. And it must be talking about what's called shaloi bezmane. It can't be talking about on the 14th of Nisan, because it was on the 14th of Nisan. Then we have a different Pasuk that teaches us that carbon Pesach being brought for anything else, which would include carbon shlamim, is going to be puzzled. So obviously what we're saying is that in the excess, or when it's not the time of Erev Pesach, and then you bring a carbon Pesach, that is what the Pasuk is saying, that if it's coming from the Tzayin, which includes a carbon Pesach, then it's going to be lezevach shlamim. So that Hesiv, when they responded and they asked on him, but Hare Oilo, we have a carbon oil that also comes min hatsayin, also from the flock, and yet we learned in our Mishnah that Moiser oil, the excess of a carbon oil, is an oil and is not brought as a carbon shlamim. What's the difference? You should also say v'min hatsayin goes in the carbon oil. That the Gemara answers, Davar sheina bo ela min hatsayin. What the pasuk is saying is that something that only comes from the flock, there the excess, or when it's not in its proper time, is going to be brought as a shlam. Yet this oil that excludes the carbon oil, sheba, filim and barker, which could be coming even from cattle, and therefore that would not be included in the imanat sign to say the excess is going to be brought as a carbon shlam. But Hesivan again they responded to him, Bahari Ashim, you have the carbon Ashim, which only comes from the tzayin, and yet our Mishnah says that the excess of a carbon Ashim is going to be brought as an adava, and it's not going to be brought as a carbon shlam. On that, Amar Abin Bar Kahana, min hatzayin, the pasuk again says, from the flock. It sounds like it's saying that something that could be brought from all the types of the flock. Yatsa Asham, Shein Deba, Elamin, and the Girsa is changed from the Gra, is Hakavasim Belvad. That excludes the carbon Asham, which is only brought from lambs, and it cannot be brought from goats. And that's because there's two types of animals that are included in the general category of Tzoyin, the flock, which are Kavasim, our lamb, and Izim, and goats. And as the Pasuk says, v'imenat sayin, that says v'imenat kvasim v'imenat izim. Therefore, Asham, which, yes, it's brought only minat sayin, but it could only be brought from kvasim, not from izim. It's not included in everything from the sayin. That the Gemara asks, b'chol aser at amar min lamay. Everywhere, throughout Shas, we find that the term min is an exclusion. As the Gemara says, other places it says min ha-be'ima, which excludes the animal that's a reveya, that something done to it improperly, that it cannot be brought as a carbon, because min means from, not everything. V'kan at mar, but now you the master, min l'rabbis. You're using the term min to include, in other words, from the Pasuk, you're including a Korban Pesach, which you're saying that since it's coming from Kol Hatzoin, which it's something that's from all types of sheep, which you're excluding Ashrim, which is not from all types, you sound like you're saying it has to be from all. You're including something which is an inclusive of a general category of even bigger, it has to be from all types, which that's going to be like a Korban Shlamim. How could you learn to include something from here, which generally the term is exclusionary, not inclusive? That Amr Mana, he says, Hachinami min, here also, the word min from, as we said that the Pasuk is talking about a Korban Pesach, as we said, is lamait, it is coming to exclude, however, for something else, and that is because now that we're including from the term Hatzain, the word min is miyaj she'en ba ben shteishan. A Korban Pesach cannot be brought if it's 2 years old. And miyaj she'en ba nekev, it's also excluding that it cannot be brought from a female. However, the term hatzain, so min is excluding that it can't be from all types because it can't be past a certain age, it can't be a certain type, it has to be male, not female. But the word hatzain, the flock, sounds like it has to be from all types of flock, whether kvasim, whether izim, and therefore that's where we're including Korban Pesach and excluding a Korban Ashram. Now the Gemara notes that v'gabi ashram nami, that the same thing regarding a Korban Ashram, and that is because if we would not have had the hay of atzain, which we said that that excludes ashram, to say that has to be that it could come from all types of flock, and therefore we would have said that the pasuk would be talking about ashram too, because it's also baman atzain. So then, what would we do with min, which we just explained is exclusionary? It would be excluding something. Min lamaidhu. Then min would also come to exclude, again, if the pasuk, before we said that if it would have atzain, it would also come to exclude, she'en nepa, ela min, and the girsay has also changed, ha'kvasim olvad, that it would only be coming from the lamb, and not from the izim, it cannot be brought from the goats, that's what it would be coming to exclude, because if we wouldn't say atzain, then it would be going on asham, but what would the min would be excluding? It would be excluding that it could only be brought from the kvasim, and not from the izim. Now, hisivan, they responded to this, again, to this pshat that he was, that Abba Barbo was saying, and how we know the Korban Pesach is brought as a Korban Shlamim, because it says, V'im min hatzayin, that's brought from all flock, which are Korban Pesach. Then the Pasuk says, L'zevach Shlam will be brought for Korban Shlamim, but V'hoksiv, we have another Pasuk in Sefer Yikra that says in the beginning, V'im min hatzayin karbanai, that if from the flock his carbon is brought, which min hatzayin you said includes a Korban Pesach, min hakfasim ay min ha'izim la'ayla, if it's from the lamb or from the goat, will be brought as a Korban Ayla. And therefore, mi'ata, based on this pasuk, you should say meisra pesach ba'ayla, that the excess of Korban Pesach should be brought as a Korban Ayla, because it's the same type of pasuk that you had, lezevach shlamim, that said v'im min ha'tzayin, here it also says v'im min ha'tzayin, which what's bought from all the tzayin, that's Korban Pesach, and that the pasuk ends off, that should be brought as a ayla. So Amr Bavin, Rebavin said, that yes, it's the same min ha'tzayin, and one pasuk is saying it should be shlamim, one saying it's ayla, but mishanin davar shul achila, we change something that was originally brought to be eaten, which is a Korban Pesach, l'davar shul achila, to something that is also consumed, which is a Korban shlamim, and therefore the Korban Pesach, which originally was designated with a kedusha for a carbon that should be eaten, which one do we choose? We choose the one that's also eaten. Ve'im mishanin davar shul achila, we do not change something which was meant to be eaten, a Korban Pesach, l'dava she'en l'achila, for something that's not eaten, which it refers to Korban Ayla, which is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. Another pshat, why we choose from the two psukim, the shlam, not the Ayla, Amr Rabbi Yisi by Rabbayin, says, Mishanin kachim kalim, we transfer something that's kachim kalim, a lower level of Kedusha, which is a Korban Pesach, the shame kachim kalim, for something that's also kachim kalim, which is a Korban shlam. The Mishanin kachim kalim, however, we do not transfer, we don't change something that's a lower Kedusha of a Korban Pesach, l'shem kachim kachim, something that's a higher level of Kedusha, which is a Korban Ayla. So those two reasons why, although we have the same type of pasuk for Ayla, we choose the one of Shlam, not the one of Ayla. Now, similar to what we were just discussing, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechin and Amar, says, al da ol Rabbi Chanina, regarding this to Rabbi Chanina comment, the Inan Amrin, on this that they said, that ein ha-pesach mishtan l'shem shlamim, that we said a Korban Pesach cannot be changed to a Korban shlamim, Elim kein shachtu l'shem shlam. There was a criteria that goes into this. Yes, a Korban Pesach, the excess, and when it's a change, when it's not in its proper time, that we know that it's brought as a Korban shlam. It's only if you slaughtered it with the intention, with intention which you didn't, what's called nakira. You uprooted it when you were doing the slaughtering. You said, I know this was a Korban Pesach, but now it's not the time of Korban Pesach, or this is the excess, that it should be brought as a Korban shlam. However, if you slaughtered it for something else, let's say you did it for Korban Ayla, then it would be possible. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that there were those who said that. Now, the Ne'aymer, so Rabbi Yochanan says, I say, I argue in them. I feel the Shachtel Shem Oilo, no, even if this Karban Pesach, again, not on the 14th of Nisan, on some other time, even if you slaughter it for a Karban Oilo, it's still going to be brought as a Karban Shlam. Now, Amr Rabbi Ilo, time of Rabbi Yochanan, what's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan? Why is it that if you're taking a Karban Pesach, not in this proper time, which should be brought as a Karban Shlam, and you're not even bringing it as a Karban Shlam, you're bringing it as a Karban Oilo, that it will still have the Halacha as a Karban Shlam? Because it says in the Pasuk that we had darshan before, if from the flock will be his carbon, again, which is a reference to carbon Pesach, there will be for a carbon shlam. Now, the word zevach is extra word, because it could have just said that carbon lushlam is carbon be shlam. What's lezevach shlam? That comes to tell you, like Rabbi Yechlin saying, that kol shu zevach, whatever it's a carbon, bashlamim, it will in any case be brought as a carbon shlam. So whether you bring it as an oil or whatever akiri you're doing it, you're doing it for some other carbon, still the zevach that you're doing it for will have a halachic status as a shlam. Now, based on this, the Gemara asks that if you went ahead, which was the case that's in debate between Rabbi Yochanan and the others in Bavel, that they said that if it's going to have a halacha as a shlamim, or it's going to be pasul in that case, umishtana lemachshev is pasul. Let's say it was changed to a case of a invalidating machshava. That is, if let's say it was brought this Karban Pesach, not in the time of that, which is supposed to be brought as a shlam, it was brought in with the intention of being brought as an oila. Is it changed? Is it transferred to that machshavas psul that you're having when you're bringing the Karban oila? Or do you say that no, this is not that other carbon, it's not a Karban oila, and therefore, just like we don't transfer, which is what Rabbi Yochanan had been saying, the kashrus of this carbon, it doesn't become a carbon oila, it stays a carbon shlamim. So too over here, when we have this invalidating machshava, which would be invalidating by the carbon oila, although you're having that machshava now, that will not invalidate this carbon shlam. That's the question they posed based on Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation. Again, which because this, you're bringing it as a carbon oila, but it's going to be a shlam according to Rabbi Yochanan, but you had an invalidating machshava of oila. Would that invalidate it? Because that's what you were bringing it for, and that is invalidating the oila, or do you say that no, it's not ultimately being an oila anyway, so it's not going to invalidate the carbon? So on that, the Gemara asks, Hei Chavida, exactly what is the case that you're talking about to understand, to be able to respond to that? Shach de l'shem oila, what are you saying? You slaughtered it with the intention that it should be an oila. Now, really, it's supposed to be a shlam, because a carbon pesach, not in this proper time of the shlam, but you're slaughtering it for a carbon oila. Almanas lizrik dama lamachav. And now you're having an invalidating machshava, which would pasal karban oila, which is to throw its blood tomorrow, which is generally a psul of pigul. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, mekamakim pasul, but in either way, it's going to be invalidating. And that is whether it was transferred, like you say, like those of Bavel, that it is going to have the machshava of an oila to it, will take an effect on it. Or if it's not, either way, if you're intending to throw the blood tomorrow, whether it's a shlam, whether it's an oila, that's invalidating in all cases. All karbanas are problematic and will be pigul if you go ahead and you have in mind to throw the blood tomorrow. So what's the question? Nothing more says no. There will be a difference regarding this halacha that's up in debate between Rabbi Yochanan and the Talmid Chacham of Bavel, if we'll view this as a karban oila or, as Rabbi Yochanan says, as a karban shlam. Because in Tamar, if you say that mishtanu l'machshev is psul, that it does get transferred to the machshava of psul, meaning we do view it like the Talmid Chacham of Bavel, that it becomes a carbon oila. Then, and the girsa change from pigul to pasul, then it will be only pasul, it will not become pigul. As the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos, there's a klal for something to become pigul, it's kahartzah is kasher, kahartzah is pasul. That just like when you want to bring a kasher carbon, every avoid has to be kasher, so too when you want to make something pigul, every other avodah besides the one that's being brought as pigul has to be good. And then we'll say that now the pigul will make it pigul. But if there is any other invalidation in the carbon besides the machshava of pigul, the carbon will not be pigul to be chayiv karis for eating it. Therefore, according to the Talmid Chacham of Bavel, where you intended the machshava that this carbon pesach, not in its proper time, is going to, supposed to be shlam, but you had in mind there should be an oila, that itself already invalidated it from its kashrus, because it's not an oil, it's supposed to be shlam. Therefore, although you're having a machshava of pigul to throw the blood,
chutz lezmanoi, but it can't be pigel anymore because it already has a different psul of it being brought as an oila, not as a carbon shlamim.
Whereas ain't in tamar, but if you say like Rabbi Yochanan, that ain't mishtandel machshava psul, that it does not get transferred to the machshava psul, it does not become a carbon oila. It will in either case be a carbon shlamim. Then pigel, then it will be pigel, and that is because since it's not being transferred to the oila, so it's like you have a regular full fledged carbon that's kosher, which you're having a machshava chutz lezmanoi, which is pigel, and again, that would be the difference between the machlekes of Yechon, between the chama bavel, in such a case where you had a machshava of pigel, would you say it's going to be the, with the halacha of pigel that'll have karas, as the tamina chama, as Rabbi Yechon would hold, or you'd say that it wouldn't because it already has the psul of oila, which is like the tamina chama of bavel. Now, regarding these halachas that we were discussing of the carbon pesach, which then later on becomes like a shlamim, the Gemara says, "Lishmai v'shaloi lishmai b'shayim meisashana." What is the halacha if you're slaughtering a carbon pesach, which in its proper time, which is let's say an erev pesach afternoon, which is the time when you're supposed to bring the carbon chatas, if you bring it lishma, then in other words, you bring it for it to be a carbon pesach, then it's going to be kosher. If you bring it shaloi lishma, it's going to be pasul. Now, regarding the other days of the year, for example, if let's say you're separated many days before pesach, and you bring it on, let's say, the 10th of Nisan. If you bring it lishma, if you bring it for a common pesach, not on the 14th of Nisan, it's going to be pasul because it's not the time. If you bring it shaloi lishma at that time, then to the contrary, it's going to be kosher, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, because when it's not the time of 14th of Nisan, then shaloi lishma is what exactly it's supposed to be, which is a carbon shlam, and then it's being brought for that. Now, the Gemara's question now is, where if it was slaughtered before Pesach, which in other words, Shaloi Bismani, in other words, Shayim Ha'Sashan, other days of the year, you were bringing it Lishmai and Shaloi Lishmai. You had both of these Kavanas, that you wanted it to be for the sake of a Karban Pesach, which it's not supposed to be because it's not the 14th of Nisan, and Shaloi Lishma. The question was, do we say that the latter Shaloi Lishma removes it from the invalidating Machshava of Lishma, and therefore it's Kasher, or do we say that it's not? So that the Gemara says, Rebbein Barchia b'shem Shmuel bar Abba, he says Mikivin, and the gears here has changed. Mikivin she'amar shaloi lishmai. Now, once he says, and that is because he first says, I'm slaughtering this lishma, which is a problem because it's lishma is what it is a carbon pesach, but it's not the 14th of Nisan, and that's not supposed to be a carbon pesach, not supposed to be a carbon shlamim any other time of the 14th of Nisan. So once he says, however, by the second half of the shechita. So first he said lishma, then he said shaloi lishma. Once he says shaloi lishma by the second half, nasa kesheichet b'shtika v'shaloi lishma. Essentially, it becomes the same thing as someone that slaughters the carbon without saying anything with the first half, and then the later half, he says that it should be shaloi lishma. In other words, that just like a summon goes, and not on the time of 14th of Nisan, which is when it's supposed to be brought as a carbon shlam. If he starts off the first half of the shechita without saying anything, second half he says, oh, I want it to be shaloi lishma, where, again, where he didn't say anything in the beginning, and then only what he did say was the second half that he wants it to be shaloi lishma, the halacha is, we know that it's going to be kasher. Now, although a carbon pesach, whenever it's before the time of pesach, before the 14th of Nisan, it's stama. In other words, what it's designated for, which is what it is, it wasn't removed from that yet because Pesach is coming up, it will be stama without saying anything. It's going to be lishma. Yet in spite of that, when you didn't say anything in the first half, which is almost like saying it should be lishma, when you say the second half it should be shaloi lishma, that removes it from the stama of lishma that you did with the first half of the shechita. And that is, although you essentially said in the beginning this should be lishma, it's not. There's no difference when you actually verbalize it or not, because the first half is lishma anyway. And yet still we see that shaloi lishma removes it, and therefore it's going to be kasher. So, v'hu kasher. Therefore here also it's going to be kasher. And this is how Rava, in the Bavli, in Masechta Pesachim, he also says the same thing, that shaloi lishma, the latter half, will remove it from the psul of lishma. Because again, lishma of Pesach is a psul, let's say on the 10th and 9th of Nisan when you're bringing it, because it's supposed to be read as a carbon shlam then. So, however, the second half of shaloi lishma will remove it and say shaloi lishma, which is the kasher sobeya, for it to be a shlam, it will be kasher, just like we see when you don't say anything the first half, which then again it's stama lishma because it's coming up for Pesach. That's what's designated for, and yet still the second half of shaloi lishma remove it. So even when you say out explicitly lishma and the second half of shaloi lishma, it should be kasher. So they said to him, Imkenu, if that's the case, that what you just said is that there's no difference where you verbalize it or where you don't verbalize it. That's where the support of what you're saying was. That you're saying that when it's stama, when you're quiet with shtika, it's almost like you said it, and therefore you're proving from that case that when you're quiet and still you're saying that halacha, so the same should be even when you do say it, then if that's the case, then afila shachte lishmaim, then even where you went, and you said explicitly, you verbalized, that the shchita wanted to be for the sake of a Karban Pesach, which is pasul, abanas lizrik dam shaloi lishma, with the intention that the second avoida should be shaloi lishma, that of throwing the blood, then yasa mishari shaynai, so then we should view it from the beginning, kishaychtoi lishma, b'shaloi lishma should be the same as the halacha that we just said before, which is v'yehe kosher, this should be kosher. In other words, you said that when you're doing the shchita, Shlishmai, v'shalay lishmai, it's going to be kosher because the later shalay lishmai will remove it from the psul of the first lishmai. And how do you prove that? Because from the fact of that shtika, we know that if you do the first half shtika, which is quiet, which is almost like saying lishmai, and then shalay lishmai removes it from that, so that even when you say it, so then why is it any different? Which we know is pasul when you do the shchita explicitly saying I want it to be lishmai, which is pasul on the 10th and 9th of Nisan. And then the Zrika Shalei Lishma. Why? Saying it is the same as not saying it. And therefore, just like we know that there are those that say in such a case, when you didn't say the first thing, and you said that the Zrika should be Shalei Lishma, it's going to be kasher, same thing should even be when you actually say it explicitly. On that, Amar Reb Abba Mari, and then we take out the words Man Omar, and the gears has changed from the words Man Noime B'Shtika Kasher Nemer to the words Minolan B'Shtika Kasher. Who said, from where do we know that being quiet is kosher? In other words, in the case over there that you're trying to tell us, where the entire shchita was done b'shtika, in other words, you're asking, wait a second, just like shtika is good, and then shaloi lishma later removes it, so we say the same thing is with amira, and shaloi lishma removes it, so you want to say the same thing when you did the shchita, shaloi lishma, you verbalized it, and therefore then the later shaloi lishma of the zrika should remove it, because just like if you were quiet by the shchita, the later shalei lishma of the zrika would remove it. Who said? Who said that's true, that the shtika of the shchita, which sama is lishma, would be removed by the later zrika? Dilma, that's another word added on to the girsa, b'shtika pasul, maybe it's not true. Maybe if the person was quiet, even what you're trying to ask from, which is the parallel that we had drawn between being quiet and saying, so you want to say, wait a second, saying the shchita should be lishma, which is a psul, and the zrika shalei lishma, which the kashish should remove it, just like it would remove if the shchita was mishtika, that the later shalei lishma should remove it, just like our case that we agree everyone would hold, that the shchita, which starts off lishmai, that the later shalei lishma will remove it. That's not true, because the case that we were discussing up until now, that it's kasher, is because in the shchita itself, although you started off stama or even with namira of lishma, but you ended off the shchita with namira of shalei lishma, which is a kashish. Whereas over here, the case that you're bringing by the shchita, where the total avoda shchita was b'shtika, was quiet, and we know, as we're saying, that stama pesach is lishma, it's almost like saying it, then for sure, the shalei lishma of the zrika would not help afterwards to remove it, because even if the first shchita was b'shtika, the shalei lishma of the zrika would not remove it. Because only an amira of shalei lishma in the shchita itself would help, because as long as it didn't make somewhat of an akira in the shchita, we would say that yes, we would assume stama would be lishma, as we said in the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, and therefore there it would be possible, and therefore there's no question, because yes, there is a parallel between stama lishma and saying lishma, and that's why when we have in the shchita itself a stama lishma, would be the same as saying lishma, and the shalei lishma would be an akira and remove it and make a kasher. The case that you're asking from, not only would it not work as you're trying to ask from when you do the shchita lishma and the zrika shalei lishma, but even if it was stama b'shtika, you didn't say anything, but the shchita, since it's stama lishma, the later zrika would not go ahead and make the shchita, which was totally lishma, wouldn't make a kasha whatsoever because there was no akira there, and therefore the shchita was totally pasul.